Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Blue Zone's American Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100 by Dan Buettner, brings the longevity research of the Blue Zones into a practical American home cooking context. Building on the idea that everyday food choices shape health, the book focuses on approachable, plant-forward recipes inspired by regions where people commonly live long, vibrant lives. Rather than presenting longevity as a strict diet, it frames cooking as a lifestyle system that supports energy, heart health, and metabolic resilience. Readers can expect recipes and guidance that emphasize beans, whole grains, vegetables, nuts, and flavorful herbs, while keeping animal products and ultra-processed foods in a supporting role. The intent is not to replicate distant cuisines perfectly, but to translate their principles into meals that fit typical American schedules, budgets, and tastes. As a result, the book functions as both a recipe collection and a roadmap for building a kitchen routine aligned with long-term well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Blue Zones Principles Reimagined for American Home Cooking. A central topic of the book is how Blue Zones longevity patterns can be translated into the reality of an American kitchen. Instead of relying on exotic ingredients or complicated culinary techniques, the approach emphasizes repeatable habits that make healthy eating the default. The book aligns with widely discussed Blue Zones observations, such as prioritizing plant-based staples, eating with intention, and building meals around simple, satisfying foods that can be prepared frequently. This American-focused framing matters because many healthy cookbooks fail at the adoption step. The recipes may be nutritious, but they do not fit a reader's time, budget, or pantry. Here, the goal is to make longevity-friendly eating feel normal, not restrictive. Readers are guided toward meals that are comforting and familiar while still reflecting the nutritional pattern found in long-lived communities. The result is a kitchen mindset that values consistency over perfection. For someone trying to improve health outcomes, this translation layer can be more valuable than any single recipe because it helps convert an inspiring idea into a daily practice that can last for years. Secondly, plant-forward staples, beans, whole grains, and vegetables as the main event. Another major topic is the use of plant-based staples as the foundation of most meals. The Blue Zones model commonly highlights beans and legumes, hearty vegetables, and whole grains as reliable sources of fiber, minerals, and slow-releasing energy. The book's recipe structure supports this by making these ingredients central rather than treating them as side dishes. For readers, this helps solve a practical problem. Many people want to eat healthier but do not know how to build a satisfying plate without leaning heavily on meat, cheese, or refined carbs. By showing multiple ways to cook legumes, grains, and vegetables with appealing flavors, the book encourages repeat cooking and reduces decision fatigue. It also supports meal planning, since many staples can be batch-cooked and repurposed across lunches and dinners. Beyond nutrition, these ingredients can be budget-friendly and widely available, which increases the chance that readers will actually follow through. Over time, a staple-based approach can improve dietary consistency, support gut health, and make it easier to maintain stable energy levels throughout the day. Thirdly, flavor without excess. Using herbs, spices, and smart techniques, the book also focuses on how to make healthy food taste genuinely craveable without relying on heavy amounts of sugar, salt, or processed sauces. In many Blue Zones-inspired eating patterns, the appeal comes from good ingredients and straightforward preparation, supported by herbs, spices, aromatics, and traditional techniques that build depth. This topic matters because flavor is often the deciding factor in whether a reader keeps cooking from a health-oriented cookbook. The recipes encourage readers to develop a pantry of versatile seasonings and learn repeatable methods that create satisfaction, such as layering aromatics, balancing acidity, and using texture to make plant-based meals feel complete. These are skills that transfer beyond the book. Once a home cook learns how to reliably make beans, grains, and vegetables taste exciting, the entire diet can shift without feeling like a sacrifice. The emphasis on technique and flavor also helps address the perception that longevity eating is bland or overly restrictive. Instead, the book presents a path where health and enjoyment reinforce each other, which is essential for long-term adherence. Fourthly, everyday longevity habits, cooking routines that support consistency beyond individual dishes. The book implicitly teaches kitchen routines that make healthier eating more automatic. Longevity is rarely a product of short bursts of willpower. It is built through repeatable systems. This topic includes practical approaches such as planning a week around a handful of dependable recipes, keeping staple ingredients on hand, and using leftovers intentionally. A longevity-oriented kitchen routine reduces reliance on last-minute takeout decisions and makes it easier to keep portions and ingredients aligned with health goals. The book's American kitchen orientation helps readers anticipate common friction points like busy workdays, family preferences, and limited cooking time. By promoting meals that can be made with accessible tools and ingredients, it supports the creation of a sustainable rhythm: cook once, eat multiple times, and keep meals balanced without constant measuring or tracking. For readers who are overwhelmed by conflicting nutrition advice, this routine-based perspective can be calming and practical. It shifts the focus from perfection to persistence, helping readers build a lifestyle where the healthiest option is also the easiest option most of the time. Lastly, a practical bridge between science, culture, and the dinner table, a final important topic is the way the book connects longevity research with cultural food traditions and real household decision-making. Blue Zone's popularity comes from combining observational insights about long-lived populations with a compelling lifestyle narrative. This book advances that idea by turning research-inspired principles into an organized set of recipes that can fit modern American life. Readers are not just collecting recipes, they are adopting a perspective on food that values community wisdom, simple ingredients, and patterns that are easy to repeat. This bridge matters because many health books lean too heavily toward either technical nutrition or purely aspirational lifestyle storytelling. Here, the focus is on actionable cooking that still carries a clear rationale: meals built around plants, minimally processed ingredients, and satisfying flavors. It also supports a more flexible mindset, where readers can adapt principles to their own preferences rather than following rigid rules. That flexibility can improve long-term success because it allows the approach to fit different regions, budgets, and family needs. Ultimately, the book positions the kitchen as a daily place where small, cumulative choices can meaningfully influence health and longevity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for home cooks who want a realistic way to eat healthier without feeling trapped by strict diet rules. It will also appeal to readers curious about the Blue Zones concept who prefer practical recipes over purely motivational guidance. The biggest life benefit comes from helping you build meals around plant-forward staples that are filling, affordable, and repeatable. When beans, whole grains, and vegetables become familiar and delicious in your rotation, it becomes easier to manage energy, support heart and metabolic health, and reduce dependence on ultra-processed convenience foods. The book is also useful for anyone who wants a kitchen system, not just isolated recipes, because it encourages consistency and habit formation. Compared with similar longevity or plant-based cookbooks, its advantage is the explicit American kitchen translation. It aims to fit typical schedules, tastes, and ingredient availability rather than expecting a complete cultural overhaul. That makes it more buy-worthy for readers who have tried healthy cookbooks before but struggled to keep using them after the initial excitement. If you want a grounded, practical path to eating in a longevity-aligned way, it is a strong addition to your cookbook shelf. If you would like to support Dan Buettner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.